This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that he is deeply concerned about the natural disasters triggered by Cyclone Rimal in Assam, Tripura, Manipur, Meghalaya and Mizoram. Mr. Shah said that he has briefed the situation with the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and the Prime Minister expressed solidarity with those affected. In a social media post, the Home Minister said that he also spoke to the respective state chief ministers and took stock of the situation. He assured them of all possible help. Mr. Shah said that his thoughts are with those who have lost their loved ones and prayers with those injured for speedy recovery. The flood situation in Assam's 9 districts remain grim, with the water level of major rivers rising and inundating vast tracts of land following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal. In Assam, around 2 lakh people have been affected in 386 villages in the districts due to flood and rain. Over 35,000 people have taken shelter in 95 relief camps. According to the Assam Disaster Management Authority, 2 persons have died so far in the devastating floods across the state. Train services are cancelled or short-terminated due to the landslides along the half-long Badarpur rail route. Rescue operations have been intensified in flood-affected districts. In Manipur, the flash flood continues to wreak havoc. Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. 3 persons have died in different flood-related incidents so far, while 1 person is missing. Army and central forces have been engaging in rescue work. State Water Resources Minister said that more than 1,88,000 people have been affected by the flash floods in Manipur. The government has opened 56 relief camps for flood-affected families and provided necessary items to them. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh convened a review meeting with ministers and top officials and discussed the flood situation. Mr. Biren also inspected the rescue operation going on in Imphal city. Advisor to Chief Minister Nagaland and Chairman Investment and Development Authority, Abu Mitha, said media organizations like Akashvani plays a very crucial role, not only in sharing news and giving information, but also educating the masses of the country. Mr. Mitha, who paid his maiden visit to Akashvani Kohima yesterday, said this while interacting with the officers and staff. He noted Akashvani as one of the largest radio networks in the world and had played a key role in the journey of the country since independence, an era where there were no audio-visuals, media or television. Mitha said, in a country like India having more than 1.5 billion people, radio still plays a very important role, and added that Akashvani should also adapt with the changing dynamics. Director General North East Zones K. Satish Nambudiripad, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, undertook his first official visit to the regional units of Press Information Bureau Shillong and Central Bureau of Communication Shillong yesterday, marking a significant step towards strengthening communication channels across the region. During his visit, K. Satish engaged in comprehensive discussions focusing on the state's media landscape. Gopajit Das, Media and Communication Officer, PIB Shillong, led the session, delivering a comprehensive presentation on number of activities coordinated by both CBC and PIB. Sarang Pofail, Deputy Director, RNU, DDK Shillong, and Paritosh Dixit, News Editor, Regional News Unit, also attended the meeting held at RABM Shillong. Interacting closely with officers and staff, the director diligently took stock of the diverse activities carried out by the departments for generating effective news feedback in the region. In Meghalaya, the Commissioner and Secretary of Education, Syed Muhammad A. Razi, had informed that the state government has made it clear that all government and government-aided colleges in the state will have to seek affiliation with the Williamson Sangma State University. However, Razi said the private colleges will have the choice to either remain affiliated to NEHU or the state university. Razi also informed that the education department is taking steps to make the state university fully functional by appointing a vice chancellor and setting up committees to appoint faculties. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.